This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Intense fighting raged Thursday in the Gaza Strip's largest cities as Israeli forces and Hamas militants battled, and Palestinian civilians sought what little shelter was available to escape the war. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has invoked a rarely used article to warn the UN Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Shamas.
Separate reports from Reuters, the French news agency AFP, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch found an Israeli tank crew deliberately killed a Reuters journalist, Issam Abdallah, and wounded six others October 13th by firing two shells in quick succession while the journalists were filming cross-border shelling. After the report was published, Reuters editor-in-chief Alessandra Galloni issued a statement.
"We condemn Issam's killing, and we call on Israel to explain how this could have happened, and to hold to account those responsible for his death and for the wounding of our colleagues Thayer al-Sudani and Maher Nazeh."
Israel has denied targeting civilians. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak Thursday defiantly insisted that the latest version of his immigration plan will work, as the issue threatened to tear apart his ruling Conservative Party and his status as Prime Minister. Britain struck a five-year, $150 million deal with Rwanda in April of 2022 to send an unspecified number of asylum seekers arriving across the English Channel in small boats to Kigali for processing. But Britain's Supreme Court ruled last month the government's policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing is illegal. Other international courts have ruled the same. At a news conference Thursday at his Downing Street office, Sunak insisted this plan will work where previous versions failed.
"This bill blocks every single reason that has ever been used to prevent flights to Rwanda from taking off. The only extremely narrow exception will be that if you can prove with credible and compelling evidence that you specifically have a real and imminent risk of serious and irreversible harm."
Sunak is facing the biggest challenge to his year-long tenure as prime minister as he tries to stop his party's right-wing lawmakers from rebelling over the demand that Britain quit international treaties to set its own migration policy. Leaders of China and the European Union are holding wide-ranging talks in Beijing Thursday that included their disputes over trade and a deep divide in the war in Ukraine. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Council President Charles Michel met earlier Thursday with Chinese President Xi Jinping at a state guest house in the Chinese capital. The two also met with the Chinese Premier Li Qiang, the country's number two leader. The European Union is calling on China to improve market access for products from its 27 member countries to address an annual trade imbalance of more than $200 billion between the two sides. Lawmakers in the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives have approved a bill that would block new auto pollution limits. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Republicans call the rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency a backdoor mandate for electric vehicles. It would set the strictest ever tailpipe emission limits for the 2027 to 2032 model years. The EPA says the rule is not an EV mandate, but it calls for up to two-thirds of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. That's a nearly tenfold increase over current EV sales and far more than the auto industry agreed to 2 years ago. The House measure blocking the rule now goes to the Senate, where it is unlikely to advance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.